go. Okay, so anyway, I was in the library with my son one day, and I was pulling back out, as you do in a parking spot, and there was a senior citizen who, I was halfway out, just decided to start backing out the other direction. Honking, and I was like away that there's no way I could pull back in. I don't know why, but somehow, I guess someone else, I don't know, but I couldn't move my car. Just coming out, I'm honking. I guess he can't hear very well and doesn't have his hearing aid in today. So I'm lowering my windows and I'm shouting. I probably should have jumped out the friggin' car. But I'm shouting, I mean, at the top of my lungs. I'm shouting at this guy to get him to stop because he's about to crash into my car. I kid you not, like if they have videotape, you can watch this. I mean, he was literally like the paint could almost touch. He suddenly stopped. I mean, this went on, like, I don't know how long it took, but suddenly he just magically decided to stop. I don't even know if it's because he heard me or he just decided to stop and look. They're saying it's because I had protection. Like spirit is able to work with the energies and move things to, like, you know, protect me when it's not my karmic time for something to happen. So they wanted me to tell you that story to remind you that, like, basically God's got your back. And that they need you to take your mind, your heart, your awakened heart, your focus, and apply it to Janet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All righty then. All right. And say your name one more time, please.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
Oh, you're good. You are so good. You have no idea. Keep the focus on you. Keep the focus on you. And just remember that other phrase.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, welcome. Hi. How can we help you today?
Well, my part of a question is this too. So this is part of, I've read it for everyone, so I'm going to put it here.
Oh my God, they're beautiful.
And I went,
Yeah.
Well, it's unconditional love, pink, it's unconditional
Thank
love.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
And actually, yeah. May I give it to you too?
Oh, thank you.
No. But whoever wants, you know, it's for everybody. I brought it there.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. So thank you.
And thank you. And I have to mention that, you know, when you were talking, I'm like, oh, I can. It's like part of my question is already answered. So like,
how it works.
Like, you know, like I don't. There is no even need sometimes to answer. You know, to have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want my question to be longer than your answer.
That's okay. That's okay.
But I do want to find out how I can a message from my higher self so I can use it for the best and for all of everyone who's involved,
mm-hmm.
and especially with the family. Like, we'll talk about children. I have some. And I feel like, oh, because he came for me for a reason. So I'm going to not only be a best mother for him, but the best mother for the world as well. And, you know, and work on myself. And if there is something I need to do for him, so he reaches his higher potential as well, along with me.
Okay. And so he's still incarnated, your
yes.
son? Okay. And is there a particular concern that
no.
you have regarding him?
No.
No, just want to make sure. Okay, I just wanted to know, just so I know what to tune into.
No, but I'm compassionate, so I'm crying.
Yeah, I know. I know, I'm just asking
I'm
questions.
Him, I'm like, oh.
I understand. Trust me, I understand more than you know. Unfortunately, in a little bit of a way. But fortunately,
but it's a practical.
That's a good like, thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to stay connected
mm-hmm.
and have all of that, you know, knowledge and love, how to bring it back on earth and use it,
mm-hmm.
not only for yourself, for your family, and for others.
Yeah.
Who are
no, I understand. Okay, so one moment. And are you comfortable saying his first name?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have you say.
Vincent.
Okay, so go ahead and say your first name and then say his name for me, please.
Enon
mm-hmm.
Dylan Vincent.
And say his name again, please.
Dylan Vincent.
And say it one more time, please.
Dylan Vincent.
Thank you. How do I say this? I really need the rules and all the psychic information. I don't want to say something because I don't want you to project into the situation. On the other hand, it might be helpful for you to have the awareness so that you don't get too concerned. He seems like a beautiful soul, which you're really quite aware of. What they are saying is somewhere in, how old is he?
4.5.
4.5. Somewhere when he's like around 13 or something, he might give you a little bit of a problem. And they're asking you to make allowances for that. In other words, and say his name one more time, please. To not see it as problematic, even though it's going to appear very problematic to you. Take the proper remedies, recourses, do what you have to do. But there's soul learning involved, is what they want you to know. And so don't clip his wings too early, is what they're saying.
I'm keeping his wing
away. Yeah, they look. Okay, but he's not a teenager yet, I guess. So I don't know what happens. But it's because you're like just like a little goddess coming in here. I mean, your energy is just beautiful and all that. There's no question about that. But he may surprise you one day. I don't know what it is. Things he's interested in, or I don't know what it is. He's being guided, protected, and all that. But he does have to go through what he's got to go through for his soul growth, kind of thing. So don't let like the unexpected, here's what they want to say to you. Don't let, and this is the message, don't let the unexpected make you think that you did it wrong, that you did the mothering wrong, that, you know, maybe I coulda, shoulda, woulda, that kind of thing. That it's part of his soul journey to experience what he's going to experience in this lifetime. And to make allowances for that. I mean, like still take all the practical, whatever you think's for the best, but to not not to take it to heart, not to personalize it as if, you know, what didn't I do? That it's just part of his path. So they want to tell you that.
Is there something they want to tell me?
Well, they're just letting you know so that you don't like go into, you know, a panic or whatever. Though I wouldn't see you doing that anyway, but they're saying you asked, so they're telling you. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Ina.
And say it one more time, please.
Ina.
And say it one more time.
Ina.
Thank you. And say it one more time, please.
Ina.
You've got like a being of light that's working with you. Are you feeling it? Are you hearing it?
I don't hear, I feel it.
Yeah.
I see it. So I don't know how to use it. Like when I'm with the light and I come back and I'm like,
yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that? No.
Okay, and
so
say, how to integrate that.
To use that in the earth time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, well, I'm coming back again over and over. I'm like, didn't I get it first time? Like I feel like an ancient turtle. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, what I didn't learn.
You're so cute. And say your name one more time, please.
Ina.
And say it one more time.
Ina.
Well, I think your journey is a beautiful one, and you'll have a lot of wonderful moments. But all in all, I really feel like it's about living from a higher consciousness in physicality. And I almost feel like it's the energy you carry more than what you do. That's how you're going to help heal.
Yes.
And that's what it's about. that's what it's about. You've got so many gifts. I mean, you really could get involved with anything, and spirit wants you to know that. Spirit will support you. So, you know, if you want to channel, if you want to do Reiki, like whatever, I feel like you're going to do other things that are actually above that. Not above that, but beyond that. But I don't feel like you even have like a set course of, okay, I'm definitely doing this, this, and this. I feel like you almost have access like to the whole kit and caboodle, and really whatever arrives in your plate that you want to expand your horizons, spirit almost, gosh, it's almost like through osmosis, will sort of like overlay you or download or transfer consciousness to what they're saying. It's like whatever skills, whatever aptitudes that you're interested in doing. But it's like it's all your locker. It's all your locker. You have access to all of it. So your gifts will transfer, and that happens. That when high energy beings, you know, get interested in this or that, like suddenly the skill starts developing, is because spirit's supporting them with that. So it's more about simply holding whatever you've got, certain keys or codes or energies, and whatever you're holding is like it's serving us. Just by you popping up and arriving, you serve humanity that way, really, just with your frequency and being in, they're saying, be in amongst the people. Like if you wanted to live in a monastery, suddenly the monastery would close or whatever, and you'd have to go back and be amongst the people.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But how come then it feels like every time I'm more connected, I'm not happy in this lifetime? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And Sarah,
I'm so happy. You know, it's about joy and love and happiness. Like, and I want to bring love. Mm-hmm. But then, how come, for some reason, I don't stop, you know, the more I get connected? Mm-hmm. And then I come back and I don't feel it, like humanly loved.
Okay. And say your name again, please.
Ina.
And say your name one more time.
Ina.
Okay, so I know that you know this, but somehow I feel like it would help you to like really dive into this topic. The word is empath. The word is empath. I know you've heard of it. I know you could probably write the book, and yet you're being affected by it. And so what happens is because you're just you're just like this little like Kuan Yin or Bodhisattva here. You're just absorbing or connected with the pain of the world is what it is, and so you're processing all of it. And I know people that do this. If they go into a movie theater and there's one person upset, all of a sudden, like, they'll be processing the person's tears. You know, that kind of thing.
Yes, but,
okay. So, I mean, I could send you articles and all that, you know, like, put yourself in the prison and, like, the violet prism and all kinds of stuff. But that's what's going on. So, there are so many articles, probably practitioners, that can help you in terms of, you probably don't even have to go to someone, but just to kind of educate yourself in terms of how to work with the energies so you're not as affected. But you're processing the pain of humanity is what you're doing.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, then I'm trying to use the healing energy that I have on everything that I come across. And then I forget, you know, the practical things that I need to do.
And say your name one more time?
Ina.
And say it one more time?
Ina.
You can learn how to balance that energy and protect yourself better so that you serve without being taken down. I'm just going to leave you with this example. So I went to go see a play with my son, who is Mr. Empath. I thought I was, oh my gosh. So we're sitting there, and in the middle of the play, all of a sudden he says, I'm about to throw up. And I'm looking at him. He was totally fine all day, laughing, giggling, whatever. He says, I don't feel good. He like almost doubles over. And I'm like, do you want to leave? And he's like, no, I really want to see the play. My friends are in the play. So I'm like, okay, and I'm going, you know, I'm like, oh Lordy, here we go again. To be honest, you know, it's just the human part of me. And it wasn't a minute later that all of a sudden, I don't know where he was sitting in relationship. I think he was sitting right behind this guy. This guy basically tells the lady sitting next to him off. Like, I mean, I thought he was going to hit her. A little kid's play. I kid you not, because the daughter was crinkling with the Cheetos and how rude that she would let her do that all through the play. Anyway, he just had this really tough, I mean, the anger. This guy needed anger management. I mean, just the anger that was coming out of him energetically, it was so displaced, because obviously he had his anger issues. But it was sitting right next to my son, that because he's so psychic, he felt it. And but I'm saying that to you to share with you that there are a lot of people on this planet right now with these high frequencies that need to learn, not need to, but it's sort of like you have amazing gift. You specifically have an amazing gift, an amazing capability, but you're also in a dimension that you're not used to being in. And so it's learning how to have that balance between service and serving self. And there are ways to do it. I mean, honestly, I just started putting, I kid you not, I put myself in a purple prism. You know, I call in light from Ra and the prism and the chakras and, you know, no negative energy in and, you know, the whole thing. Because I'm even getting to those places where, oh my God, life's getting harder for me than it used to be. You know, I can't even go to the grocery store without suddenly feeling energies. And you're all the way up here compared to me, so if I'm having trouble these days. So the bottom line is to be proactive in ways to learn how to serve, but also serve self. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like you're not processing you, I feel like you're processing because of your open heart.
It's getting me off, like, you know, to do what I need to do.
I'm sure it is. I have no doubt that it is. That's what I'm saying. Because the energies that you're working with are not yours. And it's because of your bodhisattva. I mean, that your awakened heart, that you're taking on everyone's energy. But I would bet or assume you can just call on your spirit guides and just ask them to lead you, guide you to the right articles, the right information on the internet, like just get centered, that would help you receive help and on how to balance.
I mean, and I will tell you, like, we all can just ask and we'll be answered, and we all can manifest all, you know, all of it. It's just getting to the place of clarity, and that's where I'm kind of right now, that I need this.
Well, I can just leave you with what I feel. What I feel like is you're not just processing you. Like, in other words, it's not just you in there. And I don't mean that you've got energy, like entity attachments. I just mean that you're processing everyone else's energy and yours. And it's temporarily maybe working against you.
I can do it instantly.
Yeah.
I know how to do it.
Okay. She knows how to do it.
I'll do it for everybody, too.
Let her finish.
Okay, so you're gonna clear. Okay. And say your name one more time, please.
Ina.
I just think you just need a little bit of help working with your energies. I really do. Because it's just taking you off a little bit. And I really don't think it's gonna take that much work to get it more aligned, because you're amazing. I mean, you really are, you know that. But that's just what I'm picking up. That's all I can tell you. Okay. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for being here. It is beautiful, as are you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And did you want a message? Or?
Yeah, I'll pass on a message.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Hi, Lenore. How can I help you, honey?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your advice the previous time. I want to know how I could get to my highest power and how it could help me sell my house. Because I just feel that I won't be able to get to my highest level. Mm-hmm. Until I sell the house. So you've given me some suggestions, and I've done what you suggested. And I just don't know how to go about this in a, let's say, a peaceful way.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. And so what they mean by that is peace is the way. Joy is the way. Happiness is the way. In other words, let go of the condition. I know I can. It's so much easier to say this than to do this. But let go of the condition that you need to sell the house in order to be your highest self. In other words, have pleasure in knowing that you're merging with your higher self now, that you're joyous because you know it's inevitable the house is going to sell when the right owners come, and that you've paved the way and opened up your house graciously and cleared the energy and invited, you know, the light to serve you and them. And so bring that higher truth and that higher awareness now. Letting go of, and I so know it's so much, trust me, we all have our list of what it is we would like to happen now, please, right now, before group's over. But nevertheless, it's actually by releasing that and allowing divine will to come in to your life and the situation with the house that you have actually more power or pack to the punch with it. Because now you have grace. In other words, you're allowing divinity to orchestrate everything in the perfect time, in the perfect way. Maybe somebody is, you know, I hate to say this, but they're just about to get fired and they don't know that yet. So they're not asking for your house because they haven't gotten fired. But once they get fired, they're like, you know what? I always wanted to move to Florida anyway, so I might as well move now because I don't have my job. So that divine grace may be working in your life, but from a linear perspective, it doesn't seem that way.
Okay, the thing is, my house has been on the market for 18 months, and mm-hmm. as I told Shelley, it was incorrect on the multiple listing.
Okay.
So it was put in by another, I was a co-agent, but she put it in and she put it in wrong.
Okay.
And I feel that I can't achieve my best until the house is, like, to me a burden, mm-hmm. and I can't achieve my highest power until I get rid of it and I'm able to move on. I can't move on. I'm having a tough time moving on with this house, and I don't know how to deal with this other girl now. I'm going to probably speak to her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't spoken to her because she was on vacation. I did not want to ruin her vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to deal with
that. That's nice of you.
It's a lot. For me, and being alone, it's even harder.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. You've got good karma coming to you because you didn't interrupt her vacation. Mm-hmm. I mean that sincerely. I really mean that sincerely. And the other thing is you've moved into a higher frequency and you were in a lower frequency before. So that explains why there was an error on your listing. Understand? Because there's nothing out there that isn't you. There's no separation. So when something doesn't go right, there's no accident because it's an extension of consciousness. And the quick example, do you understand that?
I really didn't want to sell my house.
You were not working with the right vibrations to sell it.
Right. In mm-hmm. other words, okay. I could accept that.
Okay.
But the thing is, I really have to sell the house. And I think I'm at this point now that I have to do something more proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Then not proactive.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm stuck.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Lenore.
And say it one more time, please.
Lenore.
And say it one more time.
Lenore.
Thank you. They're saying stuck is a matter of perception. In other words, they gave me an example, and I honestly don't want to use it, even though I'm really not supposed to edit what comes through. But here's the thing. It's allow spirit, allow divine timing to orchestrate what's for your best and highest good. And if you feel led to be more proactive and there's a way to do that, then by all means pursue those options. But they're saying don't limit your progress based on, well, I'm stuck because of. So, you know, it's kind of like, oh God, there's so many examples, and again, I don't really want to say them here, but, you know, if you're in a situation where on a linear level, there's not much you can do because you're stuck, well, that's really not true. I mean, you know, was it Chris Reeves? Was he Superman? You know, he was suddenly paraplegic. He was very, very stuck, but yet he found ways to not be stuck in a stuck situation. So they're asking you to release that notion or belief that you're stuck, because that's just only an ego belief. But to certainly take any and all means to help bring, you know, a happy conclusion, a resolution to your situation. But the more that you can open up to the possibilities, that you have opportunity for wonderful experiences, wonderful happenings in the midst of still being in the house temporarily until it sells.
Well, I am going forward with my life. It's not that mm-hmm. I'm not, but mm-hmm. I think I can go further forward. And I've come a long way, because Shelley knows me like about mm-hmm. 9 months, would you say? About 9 months, and I think I've really come a long way in the 9 months.
I think you've come a long way since coming to group, mm-hmm. which is a couple
right.
weeks. So consider that the selling of the house is actually your path to God. In other words, your path to God. In other words, instead of seeing it as the problem, see it as your path to your awakening, your path to divinity, because it has lessons to teach you.
Well, there's a lot of things going on with the house, you know, with my husband, with the things in the house.
Right, right. But what they're saying is to take what is and allow that to be your vehicle of transformation.
I don't understand that.
Okay. So in other words, we all have roadmaps to our awakening. And some of them, you know, if we get an easy lifetime, apparently there are vacation lifetimes out there. I did not get one this time. But if you have an easy lifetime, you know, everything is just easy. I mean, it just is. And then sometimes lifetimes are real struggles. And, you know, we've all had parts of that. Yeah. But the idea is that through it all, every moment, it's kind of like what they said today, every moment has an opportunity for your advancement, and it doesn't matter if you still have your name on the deed or not. And the more that you can see it that way, the faster you'll actually bring in the selling of the house. I know it's not hard.
I don't really understand what you're saying. Up until this sentence, I did.
Right. Sure, Gina's going to give you an example.
And this is just what I'm thinking. For example, today you came with a specific question about your house, and I think you might energetically need to come here for more healing than just your house. So your house, which you said...
No, that was the second part. How can I get to my highest being
able? Right. Right. So, but maybe what she's saying is, as you're selling your house, it's bringing you to new people and experiences that's helping you heal on a deeper level than just your house. So that's what I feel like Nicole's trying to explain. So, like, maybe the next person you meet that's a realtor that may not work out, you need that exchange of energy at that point. And that's going to help you to heal on a deeper level.
The energy that's coming between and all these people here and other people I encounter in my life. I understand.
Okay, well, so you can just leave it at that. In other words, having the problem with the house led you to be in a spiritual group. And so is it bad that you have trouble selling the house, or is it maybe there's a blessing?
Well, I started meditation and yoga, not because I was selling the house, because I needed it for my other healing processes.
But do you see? Do you see?
I just came from yoga. I mean,
okay.
I get a lot.
Beautiful.
Out of that.
Okay.
Can I have a word?
A quick one.
When you meditate, picture your house sold and say, "Thank you, God, for selling my house. Mm-hmm. It's already sold." Just mm-hmm. like it's already sold. Thank the good Lord.
Visual meditation.
There you go.
Also release. Verbal.
Say it.
Thank you, God, for selling my house.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After you reduce the price.
After you.
If I really reduce it, I could sell it in. Oh,
dear. One reason property doesn't sell as a broker for 30 years.
Well, Lenore, where you live, it's going to take a special agent because you live in Woodfield, right?
Yes.
It's a beautiful country club, and people are only going to go there who want a country club lifestyle. So you have a limited audience.
Oh, I know that. I understand that. And now it's worse.
But you have
worse.
A good audience. No, everything's coming back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have to come up with a lot of extra money.
Right.
And that's the
right.
issue.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. No, we appreciate it. All right, moving along. How can I help you, honey?
I'll take a message from my best and highest good for
okay.
everybody.
And say your first name, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time, please.
Joyce.
I keep getting that same message, which was Lenore's message. The joy is the Lord. The joy, why am I getting that? Hold on. Joyce, say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
And say it one more time, honey.
Joyce.
So tell me about your relationship with Joshua, with Jesus. What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What are you sensing? What do you know?
I just started reading the book again. I just feel a presence, but you know, if I'm hearing things, I'm not hearing them, you know, it's just
yeah.
me.
And say your name again, please.
Joyce.
I feel like he's working with you energetically. In other words, he's like preparing the field, is what he's saying. He's preparing the field. So as you feel his presence, you're also, you're going to feel like it's going to start becoming guidance. It's going to start becoming like the joy of the Lord is my strength. In other words, you know, when you really feel him, it's like you can feel joyous no matter what's going on, really, literally. And so he's saying you're preparing the field. You're preparing the field. So my real feeling is just keep going, because I do feel like it's going to blossom and accelerate in terms of the impressions you're going to receive, things like that. And say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
Yeah, just keep working on developing the relationship, really. It feels really good, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hi. I'll take a message.
There's a bandage I didn't notice. How do I not notice that bandage?
It was actually the whole finger last.
Because you're over there, I guess. Now you're close up, I can see. And say your first name, please.
Shelley.
And say your first name again.
Shelley.
And say it one more time, please.
Shelley.
Why not? Why not? It feels like Janet's message, but hers was very specific because, I don't know, the masters are working with her. And say your name again, please.
Shelley.
And say it one more time.
Shelley.
Why not? Goodness. Spirit guides somebody's trying to get you out more. And you're one of the busiest people I know, so where in the world would you have time to do this? And say your name one more time, please.
Shelley.
Say it one more time.
Shelley.
I just give you so much credit for everything that you do. Honestly, Shelley's my mother-in-law, if you wonder why I have this, why I'm giving my own opinions on her personal life. I give you so much credit for everything that you do. And yet, Spirit is not challenging you, but supporting you in branching out even more. And what they're showing me, it's just goofy sometimes what they show me, but they're showing me Candyland. And like in Candyland, you know, you go here and you get the gumdrops and you go here. Like, it's just fun, you know, because wherever you go, it's a ginger house. Everything's pretty, colors. Like, there's no bad place to go. It's all fun. Imagine if look at her look, worry. imagine like if the world was like that, and obviously, you know, they're negative energies, blah, blah, blah. But what they're talking about is you have opportunity to explore, to sample, to try out. And Benjamin and I were in the mall last night, and I was looking at a picture I just thought was so beautiful, and what I didn't realize was it was actually a wine store. And in the back, because he was like, we have some pictures in the back, so we went trekking in the back to see where the pictures were. Well, there were leftover pictures from people that had painted them, that like drink wine, paint a picture kind of thing. And they were all there with their little canvases, you know. So class was going on. So not that you need to start painting, but maybe you would like to paint, but that kind of thing is what they're trying to get at. In other words, to try, like, to go out of your comfort zone, to try things just for the fun of trying things. And say your name one more time, please.
Shelly.
And say it one more time.
Shelly.
It will help expand your soul. It will help expand you. So they're saying don't think so linear, you know, in terms of, I don't want to telltale your life, but I'm very impressed. You know, it's like I do this at this time, then I have my dinner at this time, and then I, you know, da 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 da. And so they're saying, what I feel like, the bottom line is, it feels like soul activities. If you want to learn how to paint, if you want to go to Europe and look at Michelangelo's things, if you want to learn a language, you want to go to a museum locally, like anything where it's kind of taken you out of, you know, I do this and I do this and I do this, and this is pretty much what I'm going to do for, you know, for my years, because it works, you know. And say your name one more time, please. Expand. Maybe I want to learn French. Maybe I want to go to a museum today instead of where I normally go, like that kind of thing. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And one more message. All right, let's see what we can do for you. And say your name again, please.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time, please.
Joey Lene.
And say it one more time.
Joey Lene.
Thank you. So you've got guides working with you. I totally forget what your last message was, but they are here. They're all lined up. And say your name one more time, please.
Joey Lene.
Trust yourself more. They're saying there's like a part of you that's like, am I making that up? Like, did I just think that? Like, did I don't know if you think it, feel it, see it, whatever it is. But they're saying trust it. Like, go with it. Go for it. And say your name again, please.
Joey Lene.
You've got like a higher dimensional committee. You don't have like little worker bees. You don't have like the run of the mill spirit guides. You've got like really high dimensional guides that are bringing you like supercharged gifts, because you're going to be like dividing them up and sharing them with the world. So you're kind of like the channel or the vehicle in which all this is going to be presented. Excuse me. So part of the process of mastery is learning to trust yourself, to trust who you are, to trust what you know, to trust who you are, because you're not just who you believe yourself to be in this incarnation. And say your name again, please.
Joey Lene.
And I feel like, oh, I don't know, maybe you've got 6 more months to just play it linear before you're going to start realizing it's a little bit crowded in here. In other words, there's a lot more going on than just my linear persona or my little linear life. And with that is, and say your name one more time, please.
Joey Lene.
With that is like an avalanche of information, of tools, of learning. So you're being guided, how do I want to say this to you? You're being guided to start going beyond your senses, to stop limiting your experience, your life, your thoughts, your interests. I mean, obviously you're here, but not just when you're here, like 24/7. To start seeing yourself as like a stellar being of light, like coming from another galaxy, another dimension, to import information. Now, when I say that, it's all like linear words, but it's about the feeling. It's about allowing yourself to be a higher dimensional being with a lot of information that can help and serve. You know, kind of like your friend. It makes so much sense that your friend is your friend. The more that you can allow yourself to begin to expand into that, the easier it's going to be to start receiving the information. My feeling is it's destined to happen. So, I mean, even if you try to trip yourself into not fulfilling it, it wouldn't work. I mean, you would try to fall down and hurt yourself and somehow, oh, look at that, no bones, how interesting. I feel like you're just destined to do it. No, broken bones in it, but you're just destined to do it. So, and say your name one more time, please.
Joey Linnae.
Yeah, just start getting comfortable with the fact that you can receive information, because I feel like you can, and there's a part of you that, I'll leave you with this. There's a part of you that still thinks it's something that's coming down later, down there. Really, it could come tomorrow as you open up to receiving it. It's that available to you. So what it's about is releasing the need for life to continue on this little linear, you know, first I go to grade school, then I go da-da-da-da-da, because that's who I am. The more that you can see yourself as the frequency being and really, really allow yourself to kind of cut loose and live from that place, beautiful. So does that make sense?
The whole thing totally makes sense. If they had to give me one word of the best way for me to release all of that, mm-hmm. or to get rid of the linear, mm-hmm. the quickest way, what would it be?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me, and I was excited to hear.
I'm not looking for an answer. I'm just saying, the best way for myself to, get there. Like, what would be my way of doing it? Or how can I help myself?
It's under your chair.
And say your name again?
Joey Linnae.
Frequency being. You're a frequency being. You're not a linear being.
So kind of just keep feeling what I'm feeling? In a way? I don't feel like a normal human, to be honest with you.
No, I understand that. But you're going to feel even less human. And pretty soon, too. Permit yourself to identify yourself as a frequency being, not a linear being.
Okay.
And you're going to tune into the higher frequency. I mean, I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
What's a frequency being, please? I'm not aware of that.
We're vibrational. Like, if you look at quantum physics or whatever, we look solid, but we're really not. Now, that's like a whole other lecture series.
Yeah, I know,
but
we don't understand it anyway, so let's just...
Okay. But the idea is for her, that will help her to open up to receiving the communication and receiving those higher vibrations, because it'll be...
How do you know she's a... What manifests in her that shows you that she's a frequency being?
We all are.
You all are. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for your mm-hmm. message.
Indeed. We would like to congratulate each of you. In other words, this is the honors class, yes? We are providing some hosts. You may consider them to be the departure gifts. It is an opportunity to learn and to trust the all of you, the expanded version of you. Indeed, you have arrived. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.